The following lecture by Trigueirinho, Seeking to Understand the Self, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in August 2002.
Uma pessoa está dizendo que ela se sente muito bloqueada.
Someone says that she feels very frustrated because she cannot follow the spiritual life fully, because she has commitments at home which do not allow her to get away, and which she cannot abandon in order to do what she would like to do.
Eu não sei se o caminho espiritual é fazer o que a gente quer.
I don't know if to follow the spiritual life is to do what we want. And we also do not need to leave home in order to follow the spiritual path. Because the spiritual path is inside of us. It is not in the home or outside of the home. The spiritual path is within us. And if this person cannot leave home, this is where her path is. If this person read the book, The Impersonal Life, I think she would benefit a lot from it. And she goes on, and what must I do in order to accept myself? I do not accept myself the way I am.
Ser lúcido se aceita assim como é.
No lucid beings accept themselves the way they are, because it is in this non-acceptance of self that one finds the strength to change, to be different. If we all accepted ourselves, nobody would take a step forward.
Existe uma forma lúcida, né, da gente não se aceitar.
Now, there is a lucid way of not accepting ourselves, and there is an unhealthy way, of course.
Que não seja doença. Eu acho que a gente reconhecer as limitações dos corpos,
non-acceptance of self is not a sickness. When we recognize the limitations of our bodies, when we recognize the limitations of our personality, of our ego, of the external part of the self, to begin with, we are incarnated in a body that deteriorates, that can become ill. Who can consider this to be something acceptable? Of course, acceptable at this level where one is living in this body. But there are states of consciousness, there are levels within ourselves, there are other bodies, there are other levels of consciousness where we are heading, which bit by bit we recognize and develop. But whenever we recognize that there is something more and we continue to accept that which is less, this is not very stimulating.
Desenvolver a consciência de outros corpos,
because to develop the consciousness of other bodies, to develop an interest in higher life,
precisa que você não esteja totalmente aceitando a situação atual,
one cannot fully accept one's current situation, one's present bodies, one's present life. Any lucid person experiences this state.
Buscando um outro estado,
to keep on seeking another state,
corpos,
seeking awareness of other bodies,
visando uma outra vida,
always aiming for a different life.
Faz com que a all gente this comece, finalmente, finally a ter
gives us patience and understanding
atual,
for our present state.
Tendo-se paciência e compreensão,
because when we
atual,
are patient and understanding towards our present situation,
ilusões,
we work on this matter gradually
é
without many illusions, because this matter is limited. It can reach a certain point of perfection,
físico,
but not go
exemplo,
beyond that. For example, the physical body seems to be the most perfect body we have. It was the most worked upon and reached the greatest perfection. And yet, this body of ours that has been the most perfected still deteriorates. It still gets ill.
Está muito longe
so this work
de estar completado.
Is far from being
então,
completed.
Como a gente vai aceitar? O estado em que está.
So how are we going to accept the state we are in?
Coisas ainda por fazer.
We cannot
tem
accept it because there is much still to do. there is still much to develop and to evolve. Now, when this process is healthy, when this process is tranquil and very lucid, there is a lot of patience and understanding, even regarding our own present state, to be patient, to be understanding, to want to change. This is what life is about. When someone is satisfied with the way things are, this is a sign that things have come to a standstill, that the person is no longer working, no longer evolving consciously. So for us to understand the limitations of our bodies, of our personality, of our mind, the limitations of our feelings, all this is basic for us to have a motivation, for us to have a reason and an incentive to develop. Haven't you heard that praise is the worst thing that one can do for the spirit? This is true because to praise somebody, or to want praise, or to accept praise, this is the greatest hindrance to the evolution of the spirit. Everything has to be transformed. It is not there to be praised or affirmed. All of it has yet to be transformed, to be elevated, to evolve. So when you praise somebody, or when you praise yourself, when you are satisfied with yourself, this means that you do not understand what you are supposed to do with yourself and with life. So if someone does not accept himself or herself, this situation is better than when someone tolerates himself or herself. I don't know if this is psychologically factual. I don't think so, because it seems that psychology works mainly towards people accepting themselves. So I wonder if those people who do not accept themselves are not in a better state than those who do accept themselves. It's a matter of point of view. It's a matter of what we are working on and where we intend to go.
A quase totalidade dos seres que estão almost no caminho espiritual estão todos no caminho espiritual porque estão insatisfeitos, porque não se aceitaram, porque não gostam do mundo.
They have not accepted themselves, because they do not like the world. This is very good, because if it were not this way, these people would never move on from natural evolution. They would never get out of the treadmill where most people are. So it is the dissatisfaction with this. It is the pain of being that way. It is the non-acceptance. This is the very thing that makes the individual do something different, something in another direction.
E uma pessoa, ela ouviu uma partilha recentemente na qual se falava sobre a morte e sobre a vida do outro lado.
And during a recent talk, someone heard about death and life on the other side.
Quem está sintonizado com as hierarquias, quem acredita nas civilizações extraterrestres,
those who are attuned with the hierarchies, who believe in the intraterrestrial civilizations, and who recite mantras and have faith in God, where do they go?
Encontramos num estado vibratório
que corresponde. We are in a vibratory state that corresponds to the vibrations we developed here in our incarnated life. So, during incarnation, if you maintain a certain vibratory state, you go to that state. So you don't go somewhere. You enter the vibratory state that you developed while you were here. So if you are positive, if you have good thoughts, if you have good intentions, if you have faith, as you say you have, this creates a vibratory state. And when you disincarnate, you leave the body, you leave external life, and enter into that vibratory state. So this is a liberation. You enter your state. You enter the level of consciousness that you developed here. but set free from the body.
Está em volta de você,
set free
então
from all that is around you.
Vibratório
so
que
you
você
enter the vibratory
aqui,
state that you had
corpo.
Here, but without your
e
body.
Lá, nesse estado
vibratório, and there, in that vibratory
vai,
state,
com a ajuda do seu eu mais profundo,
with the help of your deepest self, and the help
lá,
that you find on that side, you will
vibração.
Go on making this vibration more subtle.
E como tudo que é vibração se sente, se percebe,
and since everything that is vibration is felt, is perceived,
você
to the extent that your vibration becomes more refined,
sutil,
your life there on the other side becomes increasingly subtle,
a
life that is increasingly elevated,
aqui,
but always based on what you sought
aqui.
Here, on
você
what you developed here. You cannot have one life here and expect to have an opposite
não,
life on the other side.
A continuação da vida aqui.
On the other side, you are going to have a continuation of life here, except that on another level and in a more subtle and no longer physical way. And your development will go on there, your work will continue there. Now, this is so in general, but of course it is a very personal issue. This can vary according to each one,
estas coisas.
Depending on how
então,
individuals understand these matters. So if they understand
simples,
this passage
natural,
to be something very simple and very natural, then everything happens in a very simple and a very natural
agora,
way.
Se ele acha, por
now,
exemplo, que
if, for example,
normal,
they feel that to disincarnate is not normal, that to disincarnate is not good, that they do not want to disincarnate, this creates a series of clashes, a series of conflicts that generates a vibration that is not very positive. And they will come upon this vibration on the other level, without their physical body, without their physical brain, but that vibratory state will either become more subtle or denser, depending on the person's situation in those movements.
Por isso é que nós teríamos que, nesta vida
this is why, while we are in this incarnate life, we should always
outra.
Be preparing for, we should always be ready for the other life, so that we can
forma,
go through this transition tranquilly. In the same way, don't we go to sleep
sono.
Every night? Don't we fall asleep in such a natural way? And don't we also wake up the next day just as naturally, so easily? It's the same thing. When we disincarnate, it is as though we were slipping into a sleep. That is a little different, but similar. We fall asleep, and then we begin to live life in those dimensions. And then when we have to return to this dimension, it is as though we woke up again here inside a body. It is the same thing as falling asleep at night and waking up again the next day, except in different proportionality, in different circumstances. But it is the same movement. We have to sleep during the night in order to gain strength for the next day.
Você precisa
we have to disincarnate
poder juntar
in order to gather strength
encarnação.
For the
é
next incarnation.
Coisa,
it's the same thing. It's just a question of
e
proportionality.
Assim como, o sono
and in the same way
noite,
that we can
evoluir,
evolve during a night's sleep,
sono,
because many things can happen during that sleep, we can also evolve while disincarnated. We can have a restless night or we can have a restless period of disincarnation. It depends on how we fell asleep. It depends on how we passed over to the other side. We are the ones who build all this. And it is good to think about this because when we think about this and try to find a solution for it, when we seek to improve those confused states people live in this way, we help alliviate all those states of fear, of ignorance in all of humanity. Each person who solves these issues within himself or herself helps to alleviate all of humanity, helps to alleviate the planet of all of its psychic loads.
Uma pessoa leu o pensamento do dia de hoje.
Someone read today's thought for the day.
Ela gostaria que fosse esclarecido o que está
and
escrito
would
ali.
Like what is written there to be
o pensamento
clarified.
É o seguinte.
The thought is the following.
Nem tudo acaba quando uma causa está humanamente
not
perdida
everything comes
sem
to
esperança.
An end when a cause is humanly lost and hopeless. Everything ends only when the soul renounces its efforts. All the difficulties that a personality may have, all the limitations that the bodies may have, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical etheric body, all of these are always very superficial, and they do not have the importance we attribute to them. They are important, but not to the degree we attribute to them. Our contact with higher levels, with the deepest levels, our development, our progress, do not depend on our human side, on the decisions made by the personality, on what the personality does. All of these are very important, but it doesn't really depend on this. It depends on the soul, on this intermediary nucleus of ours that is between the human element and the higher part. It depends on the soul making an effort for things to happen. So if the personality, if the bodies are not in a condition to resolve something, this is not of utmost importance. This is secondary. What we have to see is if the individual soul is alive, if the individual soul has not yet abandoned its efforts, because effort is needed. You can see by all your endeavors out here how much effort you need to do certain things. So just imagine, if one has to make great efforts out here, how much effort the soul has to make on the intermediate level, which is neither on this external level nor on a high level. The soul is in an intermediate situation between external life and the life that one is meant to attain. So imagine the effort this soul has to exert in order to make the connection between these things. And finally, it must channel all its consciousness towards the deepest level. This is an effort the soul is making that we cannot even imagine. If the soul is striving, if the soul is alive, if the soul wants it, anything can happen. Because as soon as it makes a higher contact with the monad, with the spirit, anything can happen. Because these are laws that are above the laws of the soul itself and above the external being itself. So this is what one has to see when the soul is making an effort. External effort, our effort, is very important. But if it comes to an end, if the personality gets discouraged, if the ego doesn't want it anymore, if the body can't bear it, all this is secondary. It is not lost, as the thought says. As long as the soul is alive, the soul is making a correct effort, because it is there, on the level of the soul, that things are really decided. Of course, we can help this process in the same way that we can create obstacles to the process. But no matter how much we do here, this does not resolve it. It helps. It helps a lot. But what resolves things is the decision of the soul. What resolves the issue is for the soul to keep on making an effort. When it reaches the point where it can stop making an effort, it is absorbed into the monad and it has no more reason to exist. It was born to make this connection. And as soon as it manages to make this connection, as soon as it is completed, as soon as it no longer needs to make an effort, it becomes absorbed. So this intermediate nucleus between the life of the spirit and external life is what determines if something is lost. Because as long as the soul is still making an effort, nothing is lost. What the thought means to say is that decisions are made at the soul level, in the soul. Because if the soul is making an effort, if the soul is steadfast, if the soul is engaged in evolutionary work, Whatever takes place from the level of the soul on down can be resolved. Sooner or later, it can be resolved. Now, if the soul gives up its intention, then the situation does change. Then a process of disintegration begins to take place.
Se estiver neste processo evolutivo,
and if the soul is engaged in this evolutionary process, if the soul perseveres in making an effort, it ends up transmitting, imprinting on this external part, on the individual's mind. It manages to imprint the individual's destiny, the individual's work, the task, the individual's evolutionary line. It manages to imprint this, but it is the soul that imprints this. It does not come from the outside. Everything that comes from outside serves as a support for what the soul should be doing. But it comes from within, it comes from the soul, and in this way it manages to imprint it. Question from the audience. Is the dissatisfaction we were talking about earlier, which is good, is this what the soul is stimulating? Of course, if the bodies, if the ego, if the personality are very satisfied here, this is not good at all in an evolutionary sense. So this dissatisfaction can be something stimulated by the soul. It could be the soul that is transmitting the dissatisfaction precisely for this matter here not to become too comfortable. There is a certain kind of dissatisfaction that is created and sent by the soul. The soul knows what it is doing in this regard. The work of the soul becomes much more effective when there is dissatisfaction here. Because if things are good here and one is very satisfied, the work of the soul is not really recognized. Because the work of the soul is for one to change one's level of consciousness. And if everything is okay here and one is satisfied, there is no impulse for one to change levels. The tendency of inertia is for one to remain here in the way things are. So dissatisfaction is a springboard for all this to become recognized. How can we recognize if the dissatisfaction comes from the ego or if it comes from the soul? Well, the ego is generally dissatisfied with material things or emotional things or mental things, things which do not coincide with what it wants or what it thinks. So the dissatisfaction of the ego always refers to human and material things. The dissatisfaction sent by the soul refers to everything. When this healthy dissatisfaction comes to pull you out of inertia, when this dissatisfaction comes, one tries to satisfy it, but there is no way to do this. There is nothing that will satisfy it. There is no way one can remedy the dissatisfaction sent by the soul, because it is on this very path that one has to change directions. So the dissatisfaction of the soul comes in such a way that nothing in this world and no person can satisfy it. This comes from the soul. Because if someone is dissatisfied and can appease it with something from here or with something of one's own, this is an ego dissatisfaction. And if one wants to, one can appease the dissatisfaction of the ego. But this dissatisfaction given by the soul is not aimed at anything specific. If you ask someone, why are you dissatisfied? The person will not be able to pinpoint the answer. He or she only knows that everything is lacking and that nothing can be resolved. It's something like that. Nothing can resolve it. Even if the whole world were to give support, nothing could resolve this dissatisfaction sent by the soul. And this is for you to change directions, to shift your course. It's interesting because it seems that nothing is going to appease this dissatisfaction. And if inwardly one changes one's direction, if one turns a key within, right away that dissatisfaction ceases to exist. And nothing took place outwardly. Everything is the same. And dissatisfaction ends because one has turned a key.
Antigamente, tentávamos a coligação com o eu superior, dizendo, que sou eu?
In the past, we used to try to connect with the higher self by saying, what am I? And today, how do we do this?
Como é a nossa relação com isto?
What is our link with this?
Antigamente, não.
No, not only in past times, but even now we can use this, what am I?
Nós não sabemos realmente
because we don't really know what we are.
Se perguntar para a pessoa, o que que você
if you ask someone, what are you? The person says, I am a doctor.
Quem você é?
Or someone else,
diz,
who are you? And he says, I am John.
Faz?
And
ele
what
diz,
do you
pintor.
Do? And he answers, I am a painter.
Nada.
We don't know anything,
coisas, né?
Because those who answer these things
quem
don't know anything.
Dizer o que ele é?
Who can say what he or
porque
she is?
A nossa essência é infinita.
Because our essence is infinite.
Conceber o que é?
So how can we conceive what it is? Impossible. But with that infinite essence
é?
That all
ninguém.
Of us are, who can
então,
say what he or she is? Nobody.
Que sou eu?
So this
é uma
what am I
que a gente não sabe se
is a question that we don't know if it will be answered, but at least it turns us towards seeking
que é.
What is.
Agora, quando vai acontecer
now,
como,
when and how this will happen,
a gente vai ter que experimentando,
for that
a gente
we
vai
have
ter
to keep
vivendo.
On experiencing
você
and keep on living.
Sou,
for someone to
é
ask,
bom,
what am I, is very good, because this way, one becomes used to not identifying oneself
você.
With what one seems
porque
to be.
Se você tá sempre perguntando, que eu sou,
because
que
if
eu
one
sou,
keeps on
sou,
asking oneself, what am I, what am I, what am I, it is not
é
likely
normal.
That one will answer, I am a man, I am a woman,
assim.
I am John.
Você está
this will not happen
que você
anymore
é.
Because one is really seeking what one is.
É,
and if one is seeking what one is, one is going to reach a slight slightly broader understanding of things. I don't know if this will be about us, ourselves, because this is something that also goes on deepening. But this what am I is not something only from former times. It is a way for one to carry out this quest. Now, another way to follow this quest is for one to live in consonance with what one is within. So one goes on living this life, one is existing, one is doing things, but one always remembers that one's being deep within is there. Do not become enmeshed in what is happening out here. So I might be talking here now, but I must not confuse that with what I am. What am I? What am I? This is what I want to know. And what we are doing, what we are living, what we are being, all this is somewhat of an appearance. No matter how well this is happening, it is still a semblance. This is not really what we are. Because what we are is on another plane, on another level. It is another life, another world, another dimension. It is all other and nothing of what it appears to be. So in order for one not to get confused here, in order for one not to become too involved here, in order for one not to get into the slower rhythm like the sluggish things out here, in order for one not to get into a slower evolution, it is always good to keep on asking oneself, what am I? Or who am I? Who am I is not really correct, because who is the person and what is something else? So the question is not really, who am I? Who am I? I am José. What am I? This is something else. What is not personal? What is something else? So one must always be seeking this, because in this way the essence gradually emerges. And of course this essence is not a man. Of course this essence is not a woman, much less a person. This essence is essence. It is life. For some it is energy. For others it is pure essence. It depends on what each one can see there, how this can be understood. So it is good for this to come out, for this to emerge. And when it does come, what we are, that which is there, if it does come, whatever is out there, no matter what, is fine.
que nós precisamos estar buscando.
But we need to seek what is within, to seek that which is.
E em função daquilo,
now,
se tudo que você faz,
if you live to comply with that, if all you do is offered to that,
tudo que você vive, você se perguntar como seria,
if you ask yourself, in whatever you do, in whatever you live, what would it be like if that were doing it? No matter how well you may be doing something, no matter how marvelous your action may be, you always have to keep asking yourself, what would it be like if that were doing it? Do you see how things become dynamic? How things never stand still like this? Things never stop.
Se você está sempre perguntando
now,
isto,
if you
que eu sou,
always ask yourself this, what am I?
Que
or what
fazer?
Is it all about? Or
what should I be doing? Isto,
if you keep on asking
coisas,
yourself this, even while you are doing other things, this is the path for these other matters to become the best possible, to come closer to what they should be, to what they have
pergunta,
to be. But without asking this question, everything always comes to a kind of standstill, paralyzed. So it is not only in the past that one asked oneself, what am I? One can ask the same today because this still has not been discovered. Now, with so much asking, what am I? And really not only asking oneself this, but really wanting to know what I am. What am I? Because this is what must be. This begins to emerge, and as it gradually goes on emerging, this anxiety of wanting to know what is gradually disappears. Because what emerges gradually replaces the other, emerging little by little. And it is very delicate, it is very loving, it is very complete, very perfect. So as it comes out, your anxiety gradually disappears, your hurriedness gradually disappears, all your difficulties gradually disappear. However, it always shows you that there is more ahead. Except that, as it gradually comes forth, you keep asking yourself, what is it, what is it, what is it? But in a different way, you keep asking yourself this, you continue asking, and you continue getting to know other things, but without this human state of anxiety. This happens in a very subtle, very tranquil, very healthy way, and a very harmonious way. This does not stop because evolution is infinite. Evolution goes on. Except that at a certain level, you no longer ask yourself, what am I? You are the actual questioning. You are the question itself. What is the cosmos? What is God? These are other levels of the quest, and you are always in this movement. And the outset of all this, the beginning, is for you to ask yourself what you are, because you do get to know this. The answer is not another ego that will be given to you, a greater ego, a more perfect ego. No. The quest keeps going on, but it becomes depersonalized and becomes a quest for greater things, for broader things, not to know what you are. It will become a quest for broader things.
Tem seres, tem consciências, por exemplo,
for example, there are beings, there are consciousnesses here on this earth. There are consciousnesses that are trying to get to know what Venus is, what Jupiter is, what the Sun is, or what Sirius is. There are inner beings asking this. There are souls asking, what is Sirius? Not in words, but with their dissatisfaction, with the need they have to know. Because if Sirius is their pathway, they no longer have to ask themselves what they are as souls. They have to ask what Sirius is, because they already know they will go there. This questioning goes on all the time, except that it changes subjects, it changes levels. Of course, in our situation, we want to know what we are, first of all. But one day, we are going to be in some state of consciousness asking ourselves what Sirius is. I am going there, so what is it? We ask inwardly. It is a different kind of questioning, but there is always the search. It is always there. We often enter the spiritual path thinking that all our questions are going to be answered. When we enter the path, some questions are answered, those more superficial questions are answered, but others turn up. Other things begin to unfold. Other things emerge. These things that only following the pathway can resolve. These are not answers like the ones we may get here. We ask a question and get an answer. On the path, when we have a question, when we want to discover something, when we want to know something, the path makes us live it, experience it. It confronts us with that to see if we can relate to that in such a way that we will come to understand it, or if we are going to relate to it in such a way that we discover other questions. The pathway gradually shows us this.